Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, who's running this war? My guest is Charles Sennett. He's the executive editor and co-founder of GlobalPost.com. We're talking about Generals David Petraeus and Stanley McChrystal and the future of the war in Afghanistan. Your article is How Petraeus Will Change the Afghan War. I mean, Petraeus is the founder of COIN, the counterinsurgency strategy, which Petraeus put it to work first in Iraq and then McChrystal in Afghanistan. What do you think is going to happen now?
This is, this whole dramatic, unbelievable chapter that has just unfolded is so interesting when you look at the personalities of these two very different generals. I think you have a very different personality now in command, and I think that matters. I think generals set the tone from the top. McChrystal was from Special Forces. He was maverick. He was a lot more fast and loose. That came shining through in his comments to Rolling Stone. He was more impatient with the civilian side, doesn't have a lot of diplomacy to him. I think General Petraeus is the opposite of all that. McChrystal likes to work in wind sprints to his running regime. Petraeus is very much a marathoner. McChrystal is seen as a maverick. Petraeus is a quiet person who affects change from within. McChrystal, frankly, is a student of COIN. Petraeus is the author of COIN. And I think in a lot of ways, this can actually energize what's happening on the ground. I think the troops will receive this change warmly. I think they're all a little off balance because of a change of command, and I think Petraeus will be able to correct that very quickly. And I think the campaign will stay on track, and I think, very candidly, it's in better hands.
And, well, just talk about, the article. Absolutely stunning that McChrystal and his people would talk to, in front of and to a reporter in the way that they did. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before?
I haven't ever seen anything like that published before. I've heard comments like that made to me as a reporter, but there's always a quick, this is off the record, or there's an understanding if there is beer on any bar that is being consumed, we're off the record. And, I've had conversations like that. But I think a lot of reporters have always worked with a different understanding. Now, my from what I know about this article is that reporter had a different understanding. He told these guys, I'll talk to you as aides, but it will be on the record. They signed off on that verbally, and so did General McChrystal. And my understanding is they were also allowed to review this article, parts of it at least, in the fact-checking process, and that, that's what makes this really hard to understand. That's sort of reckless to the point where some in Afghanistan have questioned whether McChrystal thought he was doing a service here in showing the divisions and exposing a very deep division between the civilian side, the U.S. State Department, and the military side and the Pentagon on how best to execute this campaign. If that was indeed his intention, I guess we could say he very seriously miscalculated, it backfired, and he was held accountable in a way that anyone in the military knows they will be held accountable for what I think you'd have to call misconduct.
Well, or alternately, he thought he was fighting a losing cause and he needed a good way to get out of it, in which case he succeeded brilliantly.
That theory has been kicked around. I have to say, I have not heard that articulated by anyone who I know, who I sort of trust their analysis, or who I would think
insider. I mean, the Rolling Stone reporter was with them for like a month, so it's not.
Something went very wrong here, and the fallout is historic. I think you can say that. I think this is a moment, not unlike Lincoln had moments in the Civil War, the MacArthur moment, as many have likened it to. It is a moment. In a turning point in Afghanistan in the post 9/11 history of America, and I think it's a very memorable one. And I would say, in the final calculation, that it's actually a beneficial one in some ways. It allows the campaign to hit restart. It allows the U.S. to redefine its relationship with Karzai, I don't think that'll be very pleasant, by the way. That's going to be fraught with peril. But it will also allow for Petraeus to infuse his great skill at effecting change quietly and very confidently from within, because the campaign in Kandahar is stalled, is feeling very much misguided, and I think from every analyst I talk to, faltering and headed for failure. I think it needs a rethink, and I think it's going to get that.
I'm talking with Charles Sennett. He's the executive editor of GlobalPost.com. We're talking about Generals Stanley McChrystal, David Petraeus, and the future of the war in Afghanistan.
I think this embodies what it is to be a special forces guy. You think you can get away with anything as long as you get the job done. Petraeus is a classic, much more conventional field command general who knows that is not the case. It's how you get it done and the kind of respect you show to chain of command. And also, frankly, I think Petraeus has a gift on the political side. I think he's shown that in the many hearings he's had to go to in Washington. He's handled them really well. And, you know, there's a reason that General Petraeus has gotten this rock star status in the history of American military, and it's because he's quite good, he's quite effective.
As exemplified by, you know, in this, the most unpleasant Congress of all time in terms of sniping at each other, for John McCain to say it'll be the fastest confirmation hearing of all time, certainly shows Petraeus's abilities up on Capitol Hill. But let's get back to the core question, which is certainly from the spooks and the other people who I've been talking to, you know, a lot of them think it doesn't really matter what we do, that this war is lost and the Taliban has won. It's just a matter of time.
It will come down to how you define winning. General Petraeus was very clear as he entered into the surge in Baghdad that you have to recognize that there is no military victory. There's only a political solution. He talked about two very different clocks, the clock that ticks in Washington and the clock that ticks in the battlefield. And he said they are not in sync. And I think he will lay down with very clear lines that same message as he sets off for Afghanistan, that there is no clear military victory against an insurgency like the Taliban. There is only the stability that can be achieved that can lead to a political solution that can allow the United States to stay at least close to on track, conditions permitting. He will make that, I guarantee you, he will say conditions permitting to stay on track for the beginning of a drawdown in the end of 2011.
What happens to Stanley McChrystal? I mean, is he...
It's over.
It's over.
Goodbye.
He's turned in his badge. He doesn't have to shine his shoes anymore. He's just a swim laps.
You know, I just think his military career is over. I think that President Obama, to some extent, foreshadowed that in thanking him for his military service.
Yeah.
That very much had a note. I mean, you have to read the tea leaves there. It was not said clearly, but I think it was indicated that his military career is over. He's lost the confidence of the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, and when you're a general on that level, you can no longer take a command when you've lost the confidence of the President.
You have to think that Petraeus will do a better job with the likes of Richard Holbrooke and Carl Eikenberry.
Absolutely. I mean, he's shown. I mean, one of the most extraordinary things I've seen as a reporter covering Iraq and Afghanistan was the way in which Ambassador Ryan Crocker worked so closely with General Petraeus. This was in Iraq. You remember Ryan Crocker, really one of America's best and brightest, to borrow a phrase, diplomats in Iraq. And those two were running buddies. They were in total communication. They constantly were in each other's offices. They had adjoining suites. And, you know, General Petraeus understood that an effective counterinsurgency campaign will always have a very important civilian element, and therefore it will be extremely important for the top commander of troops to work hand in glove with his civilian counterpart, the ambassador. I think Eikenberry will get along wonderfully with Petraeus because he's got both sides of the coin there as both former general, but also as a diplomat, as an ambassador. And I think the same will be with Holbrooke. I mean, Holbrooke's a real maverick and has sharp elbows and is known for being prickly And he's an unknown, but I certainly think if anyone can deal well in this environment, it is General Petraeus.
Well, Charlie Sennett, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the program. And
always a pleasure.
You're going to head back to Afghanistan?
You know, I think this may sound strange, but I wish I was. I am now, as executive editor, not able to do as much in the field. I think it is an incredible story right now, but we have an amazing team at Global Post that is in the field in Afghanistan, and we're going to be covering it, and I will be editing it from here.
Charles Sennett, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, David. Take care.